I'm starting a new series called YouVision. And today's topic is going to be called The Power of Vision. Okay? Some people think that you need vision if you are a church pastor. A church needs vision. Some people think you need vision if you are a business owner. You need vision. But how many of you know that every one of us needs vision in our life? How many of you know that you have a vision that you live by? Either you know it or not, you have a vision that you live by. Okay? So let me read the scripture from Proverbs chapter 29, 18. Let's put that on the screen. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Now, let me explain to you what it means where there is no vision, people perish. I used to go to a church. There was no vision. I didn't perish. So obviously, it doesn't mean that you die if there is no vision. Amen? Just because you don't have vision for your life doesn't mean you're dead. You're walking zombie. No. It means something totally different. When there's no vision in a church, guess what happens? People's shoulders begin to sag. The sparkle in their eye begins to dim. Okay? If there is no vision in your family, you start living a life that's pointless. You don't know where you're going. If there is no vision in the business, we're just trying to maintain and protect. We're not trying to move somewhere. When there is no vision in the church, people start turning inward, not outward. How many of you know church is not supposed to be focused on itself? It's supposed to focus on reaching the lost in whichever capacity. One of our vision, our main vision, is bringing people who are far from God closer to Jesus. That's our vision. And that means not just in Sioux Falls, all over the world. But if you have no vision, people start complaining. People start murmuring. If your wife is unhappy, check if you have a good vision in your family. If your husband is unhappy, do we have a vision? Where are we going? Are we going to go in the world and have parties, and we're going to look forward to Friday and Saturday for drinking and partying? What is our vision? What are we going to live for? Amen? Are we going to look into serving people and giving our lives, maybe going on missions trip, maybe going to church and serving? What are we going to do? Joshua says, you choose whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That was his vision. He was given a vision for his family. We are going to serve the Lord. That's our vision. I have a three-point vision for my personal life. You want to hear what it is? Don't copy this, but you need to make your own vision for your life. My wife and I, we have a vision. Number one, it's three-part. I want to be the best husband and father I could be. I want to love my wife. I want to spend the rest of my life with her and my children, and I want them to serve the Lord. They don't have to be pastors. They don't have to be musicians. They could be anything that God called them to be. That's the vision. I want them to serve the Lord. That's number one. Number two, I want to start many businesses and help many people. I want to start 1,000 businesses throughout my lifetime, if I can. Okay? Now, some of you are like, that's not spiritual. Yeah, it is. If you're helping other people, I'm not going to run those 1,000 businesses. I want other people to run them. But because God gave me a gift, I want to do that. That's the vision for my life. I want to invest. I want to look for opportunities and grab those opportunities and take them public or whatever. That's my vision. Vision number three, and kind of where I need your help to help me fulfill it, is bringing thousands, maybe even 100,000s of people who are far from God closer to Jesus. If we help people and we do everything, we feed them, but we don't tell them about Jesus, you know what? We did good on earth, but what about eternity? There is an eternity, and we need to tell people about eternity. And I want to be passionate, and that's my job as a pastor, is to inspire all of you to go and bring people who are far from God closer to Jesus. That's why I want you to go on missions trip. That's why I want you to invite your neighbor and a friend and schoolmate to church or tell him about Jesus. Tell him your story. That's the vision for my life. What is the vision for your life? Something that keeps you moving forward. Something that excites you. You know, my wife one day was sitting bored. This was many years ago, on a couch, and she was unmotivated. But then she heard of a sale. Somebody called her, and she heard of a sale of a beautiful of a beautiful dress. Guess what? She suddenly, out of boredom, got zapped by the spirit of energy. She got up. She started being happy all of a sudden. She's like, honey, you need anything? You want anything? I know she wants to do something now. Can I serve you in any way? Do you want me to do anything for you? Before I go, where are you going? Oh, there's a sale, right? When there is a vision, it gives you energy. Some of you are bored. You know why? Because no vision. If you have a vision that's driving you, you don't have time to be bored. Amen. And so without a vision, people perish. They don't die, but they lose energy. And guess what? People were not meant to live without energy, without a passion, without a dream, without a vision. That's why we go to alcohol, right? So we can get some passion. Amen. That's why people use drugs. That's why people go into all kinds of crazy behaviors, because no vision. And they need to fulfill themselves. They need to feel like they're accomplishing something. And drugs, I heard, make you do that. They make you feel like, yeah, I'm good. I'm satisfied. God has a better drug for you. Holy Spirit, vision, power of the Lord. You know what God says? Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Just as heaven is higher than the earth, my thoughts for you are higher than your thoughts. In Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, give you a great future." God has big dreams for you. His dreams for you are so big, they're like sand on a seashore. Can you count it? No. Can you fulfill them? No. Not in one generation, but His plans for us are eternal. I don't believe, listen to me, that God's vision is only for this earth. I think we're going to continue in our giftings in heaven. I don't think you're going to be bored sitting in heaven on a cloud playing a harp. Well, maybe a guitar, you know, or violin. Feeling so bad and not happy. No, no, no. I believe it's going to be an exciting place where you will get to fulfill more on a grander scale of God's plans in your life. Amen. Do you know that? What is vision? Can I go in quickly? What is vision? How do you define it? Vision is painting a picture of the future that produces excitement and passion in people. You know what? I have a vision for our church. I have a vision that this place will be packed. No, no, no. I have a vision that we will have our own church. I believe we can have a 10 o'clock service. Hallelujah. And have more people come. Right? We're only getting those who... No, just kidding. Not going to go there. Like to sleep, maybe. sleep in. No, I know you guys don't. I know you've been... Some of you are like, Pastor, when are we going to get our own church so we can go at 10 o'clock or 10:30? You know, I got a football game to watch. Come on. I'm going to skip, Pastor. One of these days, I'm going to skip. Right? So vision is painting a picture of the future that produces excitement and passion in people. I believe we're going to be someday... over 1,000 people church. I really do believe. I do believe we have the group of people, the core of people right now that will spread the gospel and win this city for Jesus. I believe we're going to go on missions trip, and someday all of you will be going once a year on missions trip. I really do believe that. I believe you're going to raise a great family, godly children. You're going to be a giver. You're going to be a man and woman of God. You're going to go on missions trip and serve and live life bigger than yourself. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. You know what hallelujah means? Praise the Lord.
kind of in Hebrew. So hallelujah, praise the Lord. All right. Before a plan can be built, let me give you some more. Vision is seeing potholes in the road so you can drive around them while others fall in them. Nathan, can you put Proverbs 22:3. A prudent man foresees. Read it with me. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. But a simpleton pass on and are punished. Vision is able to see the future. Some people just go, she is hot. Woo-hoo, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord, she's hot. But boy, have you looked? Nobody got time for that. That's right. And so sometimes you just go, she's hot and that's it. But you don't look at other things. She's cheated on many of her boyfriends. Maybe that's a behavior. You know, many people, because they don't have a vision, they fall into these traps. And then you get married and then you are with a person and then nothing is clicking. And your parents told you. And your pastor told you. But you didn't want to listen, so you changed churches. But boy, you're kicking yourself in a... right now, right? If a president needs, who's a very smart guy, needs tons of advisors, let me tell you, you need advisors in your life. You got your parents, you got wise people in your life, you got your church, and you got your pastors. I'm sure there's people here who can advise you, financial, budget, if you're making the right choice or not. Amen? So vision is seeing potholes in the road so you can drive around them while others fall in them. Vision is going to the mountaintop to see where you're going. Before a car can be built, it has to be drawn on a piece of paper many years before. When I was a kid, I used to love looking through the magazine in futuristic cars. Now I think about it, we drive those cars now. But imagine somebody had to think it up and draw it up decades before. Before they can build a plane, show those planes, somebody had to draw them up. Amen? Yeah. Actually, that's a vehicle, a plane of the future, guys. That's going to happen. Just when? If God prolongs this world. Amen? Different kinds of planes, different kind of warfare. Robots now being involved in fighting warfare. Little planes to oversee where the enemy is so you can just... right? I mean, there's a whole bunch of all kinds of stuff. So, vision is not a to-do list. Goals are steps to vision. Vision is the picture that you see. Now, if your vision is too small, usually it's not from God. God, when He gives you vision, it's something that's impossible to fulfill without Him. Let me tell you guys, when I started, when we started this church, I had a big vision. I was speaking crazy things. And then for a while, things didn't happen. And next week, we'll talk about the process of vision. But this week, I just want to tell you, and I gave up, kind of. And I said, I don't need a vision. I'll just live day to day. Okay? And what I realized was that I started drowning, grasping for air without a vision. Life without a vision was more miserable than life with vision. At least with vision, I had something to look forward to. Life without vision, I felt like I was being pulled under the water and I had no air to breathe. So that's why I have a vision for my life. One day God told me, tell me what kind of car you want. I said, God, I don't want any car. I'm fine with driving whatever I drive. He said, you need to have a vision what car you drive. I'm like, Lord, is that you or is that the devil talking to me? That sounds ungodly. And the Lord keeps saying it and saying it. And I'm like, fine. Still got work on that. Thank you. I just remember that. That was in the notes. One day the Lord said, tell me what house you want. And I said, my house is plenty enough for me. He said, dream. Have a vision. Draw plans. I remember when I was young, I used to go to Menards twice a week. And I would look at the section where they had house plans and the price. in the lumber department, and I would take those plans in my mind. I would just look through them, which one would be better, where the living room would be, bedroom, and things like that. And I would go home, and I would draw, and I would buy all kinds of planning brochures and magazines, you know. So that was an exciting part of my life. God says, don't stop dreaming. Don't stop having a vision. Have a big vision for your life. And remember, don't put dates on it. By this day, if it doesn't happen, that's it. I'm done having a vision. No, just have a vision for your life. It will come to pass. Okay? Now, let's get into this. Everyone has a vision. A person can't say, I don't have a vision, I don't need one. And that's it. They don't have a vision. No, everyone is living according to some kind of vision. It's either I expect something good to happen to me, or it's most of the time, if you don't have a vision of your own, this is what you have. I'm never lucky. That's your vision. That's what you say inside of you. That's the program that keeps spinning in your head. Tell me if I'm wrong. Others people win, but we never win. Oh, I feel like something bad is going to happen today. I just wake up every morning and feel like something bad is going to happen to my kids, to my wife. Something bad is going to happen. If you don't have a vision of your own, your vision will be provided for you. Just be careful. I will never get out of debt, right? I will never get married. Never. I will never get married. I will never have a decent car. I will never be as happy as that person, that person, that person, that person. My spouse might leave me. I just feel it. I just feel it. Do you have any evidence? No, but vision. If only I can make it through the day without being hurt. If only I can make it through the day. Oh, just today. God says it's okay for us to plan for tomorrow, but include Him in our plans, right? We studied that a few weeks ago. Point number two. Usually our vision is made up of things somebody else drew in our life. If you don't have your own vision, usually somebody else will draw a vision for you. It could be your parents. It could be your siblings. It could be your school teachers. Okay? It could be a judge. Or it could be Satan. Right? Maybe somebody told you you were stupid. And now, every time you make a mistake, you say, oh, I know I'm stupid. Right? Maybe you have a tape playing inside of your head. I'm not smart. I'm just not smart. Or my business will never succeed. I always lose my job after 3 months. I feel 3 months coming. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my job. See, that's a vision. If you don't have your own vision, somebody will give you a vision. But you cannot live without a vision. Everyone has a vision. I remember when I started my business at the age of 17, one of my best friends, and he's friend but not a best friend anymore, used to call me, and do we have kids here or do we have adults here? Some kids. Well, I'm just going to use a nice word. He used to call me crappy businessman, but he used the other word, the SH word. And he would just say it, and he would use it as a sarcasm. And he would say it and say it and say it till I had to say, are you jealous or something? Because God began to bless my business. And he would just call me these things and laugh about it. And I'm like, no, I'm not a crappy businessman. I'm a good businessman. And God is going to bless me. I'm glad I didn't believe him. I'm glad I didn't listen to him. My mother, when I started a business, she told me, you don't need a business. Business is a bad thing. Okay? You don't need it. Just go work at Hy-Vee at night. They pay good. You'll keep you out of trouble. You know, just go work somewhere. I said, no, Mom, I think God wants me to start a business. People will come and try to plant their own vision for your life. And if you don't have your own vision, somebody will plant one for you, either people or the devil. Who has given you vision? By whose vision are you living today? What tape is playing in your head? Your enemy, the devil, Satan, does not want you to have a vision. Do you remember when Joseph got a vision
from God, and he started talking about it. His brothers were so mad, but it wasn't his brother, it was the enemy. It was the devil. He was so mad that he wanted to kill him. When you have a vision, Satan doesn't like it. Because if you don't have a vision, he could tell you to do what he wants you to do. The enemy will do everything possible to stop the vision in your life. He'll give you a bad vision or no vision. He's fine with that. To use a car analogy, when it comes to vision, most people drive looking backwards. At the most, they look to the side. Most people live life afraid of yesterday. Most people live life trying to not do the same thing, but trying to look backwards. Or at the most, we look to the side. God wants us to look at the future. Your future is bright with God. I know the thoughts I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts to prosper you and give you great future. Look to the future. Learn from your past, but live in today, but look to the future. Have a dream for your life. Why do many people find themselves in financial trouble? Because they live in today. They don't have a vision for the future. You know, our country is still trying to get out of financial crisis, right? Do you know why it happened? Because people who were making $20,000 a year were buying $750,000 houses. Tell me that's having a vision. That's living in today. I want a good house. How are you going to pay for it? Well, my dog can do something, dig holes. My kids can deliver paper. My mother-in-law could move in and give all of her pension, and we'll keep her in one little closet somewhere. I heard this. This is a true story. I heard this happening. I mean, they bought this mansion, but now they can't pay. They don't realize the taxes on it are $25,000 a year, and they make $20,000. What about interest? And many of these people bought because they had no vision. Many people get married like that, no vision. Be careful, young people. Now, older people, if you are married already, I'm not talking to you. But I'm sure if you would preach with me today, you would say the same thing. You'd say, young people, I made some mistakes. I don't want you to learn. That's normal people. I mean, good people, good-hearted people would say that. Amen? I want to hear amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So maybe buying $700,000 home when you make $20,000 a year is not a good idea. That's living without a vision. And you see, when you have no vision, Satan will get you in trouble. He'll get you buying on credit card because you don't think future, that you will have to pay for those credit cards. You'll get all kinds of loans. Satan says, don't worry about it. Just charge, charge, charge. And then who's going to pay for it tomorrow? That's living a life without a vision. Satan loves for you not having a vision. How many of you know Samson from the Bible? Young people, awesome, strong, mighty dude. Caught 300 foxes one day. How do you catch a fox? Tied their tails, set them on fire, and ran them through the Philistinians' fields. Burned the whole thing. They come and try to tie him up. He breaks the ropes. They try to lock him up in a city. He takes the gates of the city. And these are not those kind of gates over there. These are real big, huge, foot-wide gates of wood and steel. Takes them away. They can't even bring it back. Powerful, anointed man of God. First, he had a vision of God to deliver Israel from the bondage of Philistines. But then, he kind of went away from that vision and started following his own vision of his lust and his pride. And when Philistinians caught him, they didn't kill him. But what did they do to him? They plucked his eyes out. So now you have this powerful man. All this anointing, all this energy, going in circles, milling the wheat. Going in circles, pushing, 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 trying to work for Philistinians. When you have no vision, you're going in circles. Satan is not scared of you. Doesn't matter how powerful you are, how anointed you are, how gifted and skilled you are. He's not afraid of you because you're not going anywhere. You're just walking in circles, and he's okay with that. He'll clap and go, Samson, Samson. You know, God wants you to have a vision for your life. Young people, don't think I'm too young to have a vision. Have a vision. Who are you going to marry? Where are you going to live? Your spiritual life, what are you going to do? Are you going to go and try everything first and then come to God? Well, a lot of people never come back. What are you going to do? Are you going to be a credit card person and then hope in the future you'll pay it off? One of the best decisions my wife and I made before we got married, we said we're going to be tithers, number one. We're going to be in ministry all the time. And we said we'll never have a credit card. The best decision we've ever made. The best decision we'll ever make. I recommend to you. I offer you wisdom, my friend. Will you take it? Will you take wisdom? If you don't have a vision, Satan will give you one. Because your enemy does not want you to have vision that God has for your life. You know that God wants to give you his vision. Some of you are still, you've been a Christian for a long time, but you still, you follow two paths. There's two path Christians. There's a wide path Christian and there's a narrow path Christian. And Satan says you can be a Christian, but walk this wide path. God, Jesus said that path leads to destruction. And many people follow it. One of my vision is I'm going to be a thin road Christian. Both people fail. Both people stumble on a narrow path and on a wide path. But except narrow path, righteous falls seven times, and the Lord lifts him up. The narrow road does not lead to destruction. You still fall on it, but it doesn't lead to destruction. The wide road, you fall on it just like the other guy. But at the end, you fall, and you will never get up because it's a destruction path. What are you going to do? Some of you families need to go on a date. Couples and dream. What kind of life are we going to live? What are we going to do? And some people say, and I remember this guy in a youth camp told me, you guys talk about this, having future, thinking about your future. I just want to live in today. And 3 years or 4 years later, he's still living a miserable. I watch his life. He's never settled in one place. He's always moving, living with people, different people. And I'm like, that's not a life. I'd rather have a plan. I'd rather spend some time with the Lord and the Word and his Word and receive something from him about me than live a life of circles. Adam, I'm tired of making circles. Even with the Lord, we make few circles. But without him, boy, it's a continuous circle. Jesus came to give us life to the fullest. A thief, Satan, comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. No vision, kill, steal, and destroy. You have a vision, life to the fullest. How many of you are going to come up with a vision? I'm going to be an alcoholic. That's my vision. I'm going to be a drug addict. I'm going to be a horrible parent. Okay, I'm not going to keep a job. Okay, that's point one, two, three, four. I'll never have a car. I'll have a girlfriend who'll have a car for me and buy me a cell phone and food and we'll be on welfare. How many of you will do a vision like that for yourself? No, that's Satan's vision. That's the people who don't have a vision end up there. But once you start having a vision, you'll start saying things like, I'm the head and not the tail. God has something great for my life. I'm not going to be broke. I'm going to be in good financial standing. God has a business for me. God has a great job for me. I will go to school, get my degree, and I will have a great job. Some of you are listening to me. Man, you're so right. It hurts. Well, but Pastor, maybe it's too late to change. You know, mistakes I've done. I'm on a path already, wrong path. Jesus says you can always change path. You can always change path. Hallelujah. I got 4 minutes, so I got to run. If your vision is limited, your life will be limited. Some people say, this is all that my life will ever going to be. That's a limited vision. No, God has greater things for you. Look at God. God is a Jewish God. Look at Jewish people. Learn from them. That's all I'm going to say about that. This little apartment is all we ever going to have. We will never have a big place so we can have our dog run free. We will never. That's limited vision. Stop it. I will never get married. That's a limited vision. Tell God what you want. Write it down. Put it in your Bible and carry it. I want him blonde, blue eyes, looks like Pastor Al. No, just kidding. Tall, dark, and handsome. Okay, fine. If you want a big head, you can say it with a big head. Okay, let's move on. I'll never have a better job. I just don't have the qualifications. You know, if you get God on your side, he can open doors for you. As long as you work hard. You know, the bosses or managers are looking for people who will do more. And those who will not complain but solve the problem. But if you're like, I just want to go home. Can you stay late? No, I can't. I got a football game to watch. Well, don't expect to be promoted. But guess what? If you stay, probably watch the football game on your phone at work, but no. You can check scores, right? Yeah. But the thing is, if you want to get promoted, do extra, do more. I think my boss is abusing me. Yeah, but guess what? When he needs to replace somebody or himself, guess who they're going to pick? The person who they can't be without, who they got used to being there. Hallelujah. So don't say, my vision is limited. There's more for you. There's better for you. There's a better house for you. You don't have to live where you live if you don't like it there. If you like it, that's fine. But God has better places for you, better things for you. Maybe a backyard so you can actually invite people in, right? And have a little barbecue. Because right now your excuse is, we can't invite anybody. Our house is too small. Well, dream big. Tell God what you want. Because God wants to give you desires of your heart. Now, I'm not being a positive preacher. Because I'm asking you to do something before that happens. I'm not just saying, don't do anything. Just agree with me and shout and everything will happen. No. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Put that first scripture on, Nathan. Proverbs 29:18. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. That's it. That's it. Now, we're not under the law as new covenant Christians, but we pay attention to the law and allow it to transform us from the inside. So we don't just say, I got to follow this rule, and this rule. No, I got to read these rules and let it come through my head, right? Let it wash my brain. And then automatically, Holy Spirit does the work inside. And one day I say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. Vision. If you don't have a vision, this is a big one. If your vision is limited, then Satan will turn it on you and make you jealous of other people. This is a big one. People who don't have a vision for their life are usually jealous because they have no excitement, no energy. So they look at other people who have excitement and energy, people who are going somewhere. They didn't need to go on that missions trip. Ain't nobody need that many businesses. Ain't nobody need that big of a house or a car, right? Because they don't have their own vision. And God says, I want you to have a vision. And eventually you'll reach that. You know, I had to work this last spring very hard. I planted an orchard in my house. I have an extra acre. I live on a farm. And I just always had this vision that I would look from my back window and I would see these rows of trees. And you know what? When I planted them, I was working hard. I'm like, why am I doing this? My kids said they will help, but they dug up these little holes. Doggy holes. My dog would have done better. And then they keep playing, right? And I'm like, why am I doing this? Digging my, I got calluses in my hands. But the Lord says, because you see the future. Why am I doing what I do today? Why will you do what you need to do today? Because you see the future. But if you don't see the future, you start digging and you go, screw this.
I'm going to go watch a game or play video games or go shop and spend more money on credit card that I don't have. You see where I'm going with this? You see the power of vision. In the next few weeks, we'll talk about vision. I'll tell you our church vision, the 30-year plan of our church vision, 30-year vision. Please be here, because God is going to do great big things through this church. Hallelujah. Vision is the key to your future. Vision is the key to your future. See yourself free from addiction. If you're struggling with addiction, see yourself skinny. If you want to lose weight, see yourself married. I've had so many people tell me this. I didn't think I was going to get married. I came for prayer, and you told me, write it down, put it in your Bible. A few years later, I found exactly the perfect guy that I wanted. Power of vision. So you bring it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to be married. Single mothers, you shouldn't be just thinking, single mothers, if you have no vision for your life, a man will come and he'll mess with you. And you'll fall for it. You need to have a vision. I'm not going to go for no loser. Not buying him no soda pops and 40 ounces. I ain't doing that. Nobody got time for that. I want a godly man who's going to love my child. If you have children, if you don't, well, single mothers, yeah. If you're single and you don't have kids, just tell God what you want. Now, don't be picky. Leave a little leeway for God to move. Get some wisdom. Get out. Go to a church youth conference or go to a place where Christians mingle. Right? Don't just sit in there in the home and say, God is going to bring me something. Somebody's going to knock on the door. Ain't nobody knocking on your door. Right? Maybe internet could be used. I know some people who got married on Christian sites and have great marriages. Right? We have to have a vision. If you have no vision, the devil will give you his vision. He'll bring you a girl. He'll bring you a guy. They'll mess with you. They'll ruin you even more. They'll hurt you even more. And then you end up, why am I here, Lord? And then you stop believing in God because the things are so bad. No, God has a great plan for your life. Tell him what you want. Hallelujah. See yourself going on a missions trip. See yourself out of debt. Next week I'll talk about how to get a vision. But today, we're done. I want you to bow your head. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this word that I believe we received from you from the throne of grace. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you that this word talks good things about us. You want to give us good things. All good gifts come from Father of light. Thank you, God, for being good. Thank you that you said that you want us to be the head and not the tail. Above and not beneath. You want us to be giving people money, not borrowing money. Your word says, let the poor say I'm rich. Let the weak say I'm strong. Lord, you care for us. You care for our future. You want to give us a great future. You never promised to make us rich, but you promised to make us in a good place, that we are able to take care of ourselves, our family, and give to the poor. Hallelujah. Bless your people. Fill them with vision. Through prophetic words, through dreams and vision. Reveal it through your word. That's the biggest. As they sit down and begin to meditate on what you want for their life this year, speak to them, Lord. Your word says, when we come to you, you will not cast us away. In Philippians, it says, for it is God who causes you to will, to desire, and then to do according to his good pleasure. God has a plan for you people.
God has a big plan for this church. We're going to reach thousands of people who are far from God in this city, and we're going to bring them closer to Jesus, and we're going to see their lives changed. We're going to have our own building filled with people. Hallelujah. Our own place. Our own youth center, basketball place, volleyball place for you to come out during the week and hang out and build relationships. Our own coffee place. Hallelujah. Now, I want to ask you if you have received Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior. Maybe you've been following your own vision, and now you realize how important for you to have God's vision. And you want to say, God, I want to follow you. You want to say, God, I'm tired of doing it my own way. I want to do it your way. Show me your way. Show me your glory. On a count of three, I want you to raise your hand. One, if you want to give your life to Christ, if you want to give the part of the vision part of your life to Christ, and one, you want Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life, on a count of three, please raise your hand. One, two, three, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Thank you. 12. Thank you. 13. Thank you. Clap your hands. Say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me for trying to do it my way. I want to follow you. Be the Lord of my life. Forgive me of all my sins. From this day on, I will follow you. Even if nobody else follows, I will follow you. You are my Lord. You are my light. You are my Father. In Jesus' name, church, you need to clap and bless God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen, if you made a decision today, would you please let us know? Stop by the information desk. Dwayne is going to be standing there, and he'll give you a card to fill out, and we want to follow up with you. We're going to have a prayer line open. Actually, we have a gift for you. If you're a first-time guest here, we don't do guest cards anymore, only for special occasions, but we still have a gift card for you available. So if you're here for the first time, stop by the information desk and receive a free gift card. Now, if you need prayer, I know there's a family here today who we love very much. Their brother, cousin, got in a little trouble. And they need prayer. And we want to keep them in prayer. Because we love them. And we're going to support them. Can we pray? Can we pray for Bass family? William's family? Father, in the name of Jesus, you see the pain, you see the hurt, but you're a good God. I pray you comfort them at this time of their hardship and pain. I pray that they would not get hard towards you, but run towards you. And I thank you, God, that you'll have mercy, God, and grace on this brother of ours, Lord. We pray that you would work with him and change him and transform him in Jesus' name. And there is still great future for him. There is still great hope for him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We thank you, Father, that it's done. And your peace is now filling that family in Jesus' name. If you need prayer, the prayer line will be open right now. Please, prayer warriors, come and stand here with me. The rest of you, God bless you. This video that we showed you, we'll put it on Facebook. Please watch it again if you want to. Share it. It'll be on Facebook around 6 p.m. today. God bless. If you need prayer, the prayer line is available. I'll be praying. Kimberly will be praying. Other people will be praying. Right now, you're dismissed. Hug about five people and bless one another. Coffee is open. Amen.